Mission Leader Examine. When our minds and bodies are pushed to their limits, our attentiveness to our spiritual well-being also quickly wanes. As you continue in your role as mission leaders for the Catholic Health Ministry, consider your vocation and commitment to your call to extend the healing ministry. We invite you to use this brief tool of the examine at the end of the day to replenish, regroup, and prepare for what's ahead. Preparation. Close your eyes for a moment and focus on your breath. Relish in the fullness of your lungs and the ability to breathe and move freely. After a few deep and replenishing breaths, prepare to review the day. Review. Beginning with when you began your workday and ending with where you are in this moment, review the events of the day. Consider the face of each person you interacted with. Of the many conversations with colleagues, caregivers, staff, patients, and families. Who did you see? What did you share with them? Inevitably, feelings will arise. Recognize them. Name them. Honor their existence. Did someone try your patience? Did you feel deeply for the painful experience of a coworker? How did you support and comfort them? Did you inwardly dance with joy as you saw the mission come to life or accomplished an important or difficult task? Gratitude. Whatever the feelings are that arise, be they negative, positive, or somewhere in between, what in your day calls for gratitude? Perhaps a moment of personal connection amid an otherwise mundane day. Perhaps a moment of rest amid hours on end of demanding work. Whatever it is, sit in gratitude for a moment. Forgiveness and healing. having taken time to offer thanks, consider where you might need forgiveness and healing. Where in your work did you neglect to see God? Did you lose patience and express frustration in a harsh manner? Were you mistrusting of a colleague? Or perhaps you responded in exasperation to support staff? Wherever you may have fallen short, express to God your desire for forgiveness and healing. Look to the future. Are there learnings from the day you hope to bring with you into tomorrow? What are you hopeful for? What gives you pause? What else do you have to look forward to? Name a few of these for yourself and express any other intentions on your heart before closing in prayer. Close in prayer. God of all wisdom, we offer to you wholly our experience of this day, the painful and the joyful, the exhaustion and the hope. Grant, we pray, that we might continue to see your face and your goodness in our work. Where we are in need of healing, offer us your strength. Where we are in need of forgiveness, offer us your courage. Walk with us, always, O tender one, that we might offer your tenderness to those in our path. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.